On this episode of American Chopper, the battle between junior and senior rages on.
This has been going on for a year plus. For me, it's a waste of time.
And they come face to face in court.
I'm sure it's going to be extremely awkward and uncomfortable.
Senior is suing for total control of OCC.
If junior would have stuck to his word, this would have been done a long time ago.
But junior won't go away without a fight.
You know, this thing could go on forever, or we could settle it. You know, he could pay me.
So it's up to a judge to decide who will win.
It's a lose-lose situation for both of us.
Meanwhile, after months of silence...
Hi, Mike. This is your daddy.
Senior reaches out to Mikey.
Maybe we can go out to dinner or something.
At OCC, the work never stops.
Get that right first, all right?
But at Paul Jr. Designs, there are still no clients.
As of today, I'd have to say it's going to be a no.
So Jr. takes matters into his own hands.
We're just going to build a bike for the shop. We're not waiting on anyone anymore. New toys.
We got ESOB coming in today, which we're building a bike for, and they're also going to furnish our shop with welders. They're the number one welding company in the world.
Should be ready to go.
We decided that it's time to make a change, update our equipment, and we did a lot of research, and
we'll see what we got here.
Those are the people that we found that would be the most suitable for our shop.
Yeah. But you guys give it a try, see what you think.
One of the cool things is that, you know, all this equipment is new and just all refined. I've been welding for a long time, and just, you know, different equipment over the years, you can see how things have just gotten better and just more, you know, the suppliers have gotten more educated and just listen to the workers. It'll take a little bit just to, you know, really get a feel for this stuff. Everything acts a little bit quicker, you know, just a little bit smoother. Just things run a little bit quieter, and just, you know, just everything just seems, you know, a lot better quality.
Are you paying attention here? Or?
Hey, you just showed up.
I just showed up, so I want to know why this started without me. Whose idea was that?
That was ours.
It wasn't mine.
I'll take it.
Rick's taking it.
So what's happening here?
This is the mega. Huh?
In the amount of time that I've been welding, I think that one of the important factors for a welder is durability.
You just start welding, I'll dial you in.
I know that they have a good reputation for that. If there's failures in your welding equipment, it slows down your production.
Hey, damn.
Is that how you spell my name?
It is today.
The partnership between Orange County Choppers and ESOB really takes our technology, combines it with the latest and greatest in cutting-edge motorcycle technology to bring together a really cool-looking bike. Have you guys also had a chance to check out the PowerCut 1600 or some of the Plasma?
Not at all. I'd like to see that go, though.
Yeah, I think it makes it a lot easier to build a bike for a welding company. It's something that I respect. I'm excited about, you know, bringing these guys in here, bringing their equipment in here, and just starting all over with a new company. Hope you guys are looking as forward to that bike as I am.
Absolutely.
Using the old product here, all right?
Very nice meeting
you. I appreciate your time.
Nice to meet you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Okay.
All the equipment that they showed us and they let us operate is state-of-the-art and very nice to use. You know, it's user-friendly, so very interested to hook it up and build a bike for them.
You know, today there's really not a lot going on. You know, once our electric's hooked up and we're ready to go, you know, the next thing we really need is a bike on the lift. It's coming down to crunch time. It'd be nice if this was a paying bike. You know, you need business. Not only one bike build, I mean, we got to keep working on bike build after bike build because that's what's going to keep the doors open.
Mikey's got this thing so jacked up.
You know, Junior and Joe are upstairs a lot trying to make deals and do all that stuff, and he's really focused on getting bike builds and getting his company money.
You guys can file in right around the corner here.
Today we have some representatives of the Knights of Columbus coming by to talk about a bike build. They're an organization that it just so happens my grandfather, my mother's father, was involved with. I was always fascinated by it, but I didn't really understand what it was about.
Well, currently in New York State, Paulie, we have 97,000 Knights in New York State alone. And last year, through the order, we donated some $1.1 billion we donated last year to charities. And some 68 million man hours of a volunteer time to help organizations and the less fortunate. That's across the whole order.
Being the largest Catholic family fraternal organization in the world, we are here to help the less fortunate and those in need financially or just with our moral support and volunteer help.
I think we can help really get the message out there.
Excellent.
You know, really let people know who are the Knights of Columbus as far as like this younger generation. How do we reach them?
This is exactly the time in my business where I need this. This could be really good. Could very well be my first build.
You guys got great symbols. I mean, stuff we can do. So with the integration of theme, we could make the wheels into any particular. I mean, the wheels could be those emblems. We can inlay them with color. I mean, it really is sky's the limits. And I'll tell you, the beautiful thing about this is the way we're building bikes is the way we did all those years ago, which is this full integration and really blown out theme bikes, much in the way we did the Black Widow and the Fire bike back in the day. We could do that for you guys as well.
We came to Junior over Senior right now because we feel the advantage is going to be working with the younger people.
I think it's a great opportunity, and I love the whole idea of it.
Oh, that's excellent. We're so glad that you guys were, you know, take the time with us today and really discuss this with us and entertain the idea.
When the client gets excited, I'm excited. Now's the steps they have to go through the organization and see what makes sense for them other than that. But, you know, I'd have to say it's a pretty good chance that we're going to do a bike together. Well, you know what? We'll go out of here. I'll give you a tour of the shop.
What I have to do now is, first of all, go to our national headquarters up in New Haven, Connecticut, and get permission to use the symbol of the order. And we'll make this thing happen. It's such a wonderful idea. We're going to make it happen.
What I love, I like the idea of doing this project and having the input from you guys. This needs to happen now, not a month from now. So I don't want to pressure these guys. They're going to go in their own time. I don't want to seem desperate or anything like that. That's not the case.
Back to work, Pete.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Excellent start.
Thank you, guys. We've killed ourselves in quite a few meetings that we thought were home runs. Definitely, people are excited. And they fall through. So you never do know, but this one seemed real positive.
You know, I got some new digs here. I got a great yard. You know, I'm taking on a lot more these days. I'm trying to help Paul build his business. I got my comedy. I've got my artwork. I realize I need a lot of help around here, and I decided to hire an assistant. Today I'm interviewing a fella named Michael for my assistant position because he's fresh out of college. He's kind of eager.
Mike A.
In the past I've been criticized by several employers, you know, every employer I've ever had actually, that, you know, I'm not really on top of things and that I, you know, I'm kind of lazy. And to a degree I think they always had a point. You know why you're here.
I do. You're interested in getting an assistant?
I need an assistant. I'm not just interested in it. I really need one.
When Mike asks for something, you know, it would be my job to, you know, do whatever it is that he needs. So if he needs laundry done, yeah, I'll help him out with his laundry.
Bills.
Bills.
Are you pretty regimented? You can pay bills on time?
Well, I haven't really had too many bills to pay, but I know how to pay bills. If that makes sense,
I wouldn't say that at like an interview. You know what I basically need in an assistant is someone to keep me on top of being on time, keeping track of events, and occasionally getting me a diet soda.
Tweet.
You got to be tweeting.
You want a tweet?
Got a tweet.
Okay.
That's what they tell me.
You know, I've never been an assistant, but I think being his assistant is going to be a great experience. Just being able to, you know, learn how much work it really takes to, you know, help someone out.
So kind of acclimate you to what you're going to be dealing with here. Garbage everywhere. It's kind of in disarray. It's not that bad, considering I'm a total slob. You know, this will be nice to pull somebody else in instead of relying solely on myself, which I found out in the past doesn't work out too well. One of my biggest problems is actually getting up in the morning.
Do you have, like, an alarm clock or anything?
You.
Okay, Mike is Mike's a pretty unorganized guy, and that's the beauty of it. I wouldn't really call myself really, really organized, but compared to Mikey Tuttle, I'm pretty damn organized.
You're hired.
Great.
Let's stand up and shake hands.
Let's do it.
Real eager. This is very much a new thing for me. You know, I've kind of always been under somebody or relied on other people, and now I'm sort of the chief. I'll get out of you now. Get out of here.
All right.
ESOB, Mike.
Wow. Today we start on an ESOB welding bike. It's just me and Senior, and Jim Quinn's helping out making some parts.
It's going to be a nice bike, you know?
Yeah, it is. There's some neat stuff on it. Did you see the way they're going to put the TIG torches on the...
Yeah, I like
for
that.
The rear struts?
Yeah.
That's going to be neat.
I like that exhaust, too, man.
The exhaust is nice, yes. And then it's going to have a welding mesh for a headlight.
Is this a separate piece from the tank?
Yes, that's going to be another piece around it. And this is going to be another piece around the oil tank also.
You want to do the whole rear?
We can do that, sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's got a sprocket on it. This one does. Just don't get your finger in between them, because that probably won't feel good.
Let's put the spacers on and everything, because this is the same size tire, right?
Yep.
Oh. That was easy.
Yeah, that wasn't that bad.
That didn't hurt me at all.
All righty, then. Okay, I'll do this in a ballpark.
All right, here's what we're doing, okay? When you're done cutting this is going to sit flat.
Yes.
And then we're going to bend this.
And then put a filler in here.
Put a filler in here.
Okay.
But just like the regular seats, after you have that, you put that prong in there, you're just going to go like that. Boom.
So then put it under.
Me and Mike were working on a seat pan, and we wanted to use the stock mount for the seat.
Yeah, we've done that. We're bending. Let's bend. Put it up in there.
Hey, what's up?
To go.
Where are you? Just, doing stuff. What are you doing? Doing stuff too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever you think.
Did you put them up to that?
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to mix it up a little bit today, so I decided to wear a hat and some sunglasses that I found in my office. I just thought I'd go out to the lift and make some phone calls just to see what the old man would do. I like Thor a lot for the name.
Jason Poole came out here. He was kind of dressed with Paulie's glasses on and Paulie's hat and talking on the phone. And they're probably around close to the same size, so it actually was pretty scary.
Yeah, he didn't know who I was. He had no idea, like, the hat and the sunglasses, like, totally messed him up, man. It was like he didn't know who I was. It's me! I'm just joking with you guys! Just joking!
All right, get out of here.
Going.
He's nuts.
Where the hell did you find him?
I don't know.
Woohoo!
Wow. Man.
Wonder why your wife married you. You clean up well.
Steve says I look like Johnny Cash.
What's the occasion?
Court again.
Court. Wow.
Third time.
Third time. Third time's a charm.
I hope so.
What are we going to court for now?
For Paulie, the lawsuit.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? I got to go to court today. The whole long of the short of it is that this has been going on for a year plus.
Huh. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, listen, it's like anything else. You know, I'm confident in what's going on, you know. I had the business evaluated. He didn't like the number. He's just prolonging the inevitable. They keep throwing mud on the wall and it don't stick.
What's this for?
This is for the buyout of the company that's been going on for over a year, you know? Going back in 2006 or 2007, he wanted a piece of the company. What he said was that if he felt part of that, he would get more involved in the company. And I gifted it to him. And 2 weeks later, he was back to not showing up and absolutely no interest in the business other than the fact that how much money am I getting? I just hope this thing's done with, you know what I mean?
Come on an agreement and be over with, right?
You know what I mean? Just freaking be done with it. You know, I'd rather be here welding and doing something constructive. For me, it's a waste of time. That kind of aggravates me. I'll see you guys later. All right?
All right, well, good luck. Hopefully everything gets resolved.
Yeah. As far as getting my 20% back, the peace of mind and knowing that I have 100% of everything that I worked for all my life in my possession is basically that's what I'm looking for.
Ready for today?
I feel like I'm gonna puke. Let's see, it's 7:15, right? We gotta leave here by like 8:15.
In like an hour.
Today I'm actually leaving here, and I'm gonna be going to court with my father, and I'm sure it's gonna be extremely awkward and uncomfortable, but gotta do it, you know? The only upside to it is each time we go to court is a little closer to getting resolved.
I hate to get ready too early, because the less time I gotta spend wearing that suit, the better.
You know, I think if my father would listen to me, which is not going to happen,
He doesn't listen to anybody. But I would just say to him, let's put an end to this. You know, somehow he makes it like I've wanted this, or he has had no other choice than to sue me. That's a ridiculous thing.
I slept okay.
Yeah.
You know, when you got something like this going on in the day, you just... you don't really sleep good, you know?
You know, I think he's really nervous the night before. He has trouble sleeping, and usually the day of court is, you know, pretty nerve-wracking. We have to sit in courtroom with his father the entire time, so, you know, we're definitely not looking forward to today. I'm sure it'll be fine, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine, too. It's just, I know the thought of it's just not a good one. It sucks.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
This year we have so much going on. I mean, he has his new company. We're really trying to build out the business, trying to build it up, and not to mention we're getting married this year. It's supposed to be a good year and, you know, a lot of good things, and this just kind of keeps creeping in there. I know. It's like you're trying so hard to, like, build everything up, and someone's trying just as hard to...
take it back down.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it, too.
You know, I don't know what this is all about, if it's about money, if it's about power. If it's about positioning or right or wrong, I really don't know.
I should probably start getting ready pretty soon.
Yeah, you should.
What time is it?
In a nutshell, my father fires me. He demands my shares for zero, and I wouldn't give it to him, and that's why we're going to court.
I'll drive, yeah.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I don't feel good about this at all. This is, to me, this is a very real situation that affects my life and my family. With that said, I refuse to let any cameras near me in any capacity in or around the courtroom, because I'm not going to make light of the situation. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is not a joke. There's certain things that are off limits, and this is one of them.
You know, now that I'm actually here, I guess I'm feeling, you know, no matter what, you get the butterflies until you get in there. As far as having the cameras here today, Paulie has refused to do it. I have cameras here because I have absolutely nothing to hide. He doesn't want to really face the truth, and he doesn't want the public to really know the truth because he knows he's doing the wrong thing. If Junior would have stuck to his word, this would have been done a long time ago. Personally, I wasn't looking to do a battle because it's a lose-lose situation for both of us.
Yeah.
To do something, and you don't do it. You get paid, and your boss tells you to do something, you do it. So we're finally done with court today. I'm extremely happy with the outcome. It could have went many ways. Fortunately for me, it went totally in my direction. The judge has decided that Paulie's obligated to sell me back his 20%. He made a promise that he would, and he broke his promise. He had every opportunity to have the business evaluated, just like I did, so that he could see how much his shares were worth. The only thing left is to agree on a number. If not, we'll be right back in court.
Mijo!
Hey! You know, today I knew Paulie had court, and I thought I'd stop by his house and see how he's doing.
How did it go?
It went good, you know, as good as court can go.
Red tape.
When your father's suing you. just, you know, a little tired. It's emotionally exhausting, you know, for the day. I mean, you're not sitting there crying all day, but it is it's taxing.
You know, during the course of the event, did you by any chance make any kind of contact with Dad?
Matter of fact, I was outside in the hallway with my attorney talking, and he walked by, and I saw him, like, wandering around. And he looked like he was looking for a bathroom. So I said, hey, Dad, down to the left, and it's on the right. And he just ignored me.
Personally, the most taxing thing about this situation is that we were all raised very tightly grouped, you know, and we all stuck together. And then suddenly there's a rift in this, and there's just a total divide. And, you know, that totally crushes a family.
You know, there was very little effort on his part to figure out how to get my 20% in a normal fashion, other than give it to me for zero. It was like a stick-up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even the judge is of the mind of, hey, guys, get this resolved, you guys can move on and be a family again. And that's what's important to me. You know, this thing could go on forever, or we could settle the case, and we could settle it. You know, he could pay me.
What's the 20% worth? What's the 80% worth? How you figure all that out?
And that's how you part ways.
And, you know, it's like the judge says, this is how these things work. If he's willing to settle, which I think he wants to drag it to the ends of the earth.
Get it done.
How do you figure out what the 20%
is? Evaluations and things like that, you know?
Well, who do you get who would be a neutral evaluator?
How do you figure out an evaluation? I don't really know. I guess we'll find that out. If he does want to settle, it's going to be a number I don't like, and it's going to be a number he doesn't like. And that's how these things work. And that's how you know you came up with something that's fair.
I think somewhere in this whole mix, Dad has convinced himself that he's the victim. And that's how he justifies all the bad relationships. You know what I mean? Everybody's out against him, and it's just not the case.
So I guess we got to get through this chapter in our lives in order to move forward.
All right.
I love you. Thanks for coming by and checking on me.
I love you, too. I do. I gotta go.
I gotta shower. I gotta travel today. I'll see you in a couple of days.
All right, I gotta go sue myself.
You gonna sue yourself?
All right, work time. 7:20. It ain't 7 o'clock. Let's go.
Hey.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, he missed me a lot, didn't he? I've been out of town for a couple days, and Mike and Senior had started working on the bike that we're building for ESOB. Come on, why don't you conquer something a little challenging? Why don't you do the gas tank, Paul?
No, we're waiting for you to do the gas tank, Rick. You got to do something on the bike.
You always go to the handlebars.
That's all there is. We did everything. Me and Mike built the seat.
Mike already had the gas tank mounted on the bike, so then I just started doing some sheet metal work on the tank itself. What I'm really doing with the gas tank is I'm not cutting into the tank. We're using one of our stock gas tanks, and we're doing a lot of sheet metal work around the tank. It's going to be some of a mimic of, like, some of the angles and everything that's on the hood, and just the concept of, like, some of the welding equipment and stuff that ESOB does have. So we're just going to throw some of that metal work into the tank itself. I think that's it.
All right, come on, Einstein. We need that tank done today. Hey,
dude, you can't talk like that.
You must be in the wrong shop or something.
I'm not swearing at all today.
Okay,
I'm going to try to cut. I'm going to try not to.
Hey, that's what
we
should.
Do you concur on that?
I concur. Hey, we ought to have a day where nobody swears, and if somebody swears, it costs them $20.
Holy shit.
Dude, you are screwed. Bring a full wallet, buddy.
Let me take a check.
Senior and Mike are working on the handlebars today. And Senior decided it would cost $20 every time somebody swore.
Come on, Mike, get the f*** over here. Ah, we f***ed up, man.
No way.
Yeah, we did.
Just gotta make sure it's right.
Get it away. Get it off of there. Oh, my God.
I don't think he understands what important part of his workday swearing is.
Oh, my God.
I'm really having a hard time here.
Yeah, why the hell got such a big gap in that one?
I don't know. I rolled it every way, but
what the did they
well,
do there?
That's, we can fix
why
that.
Why is the light so different?
All right, listen, I'm right. You're stupid and Rick's stupid. We did it!
You did? You got him done?
Almost.
Get that right first, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Ronnie, I can't work under these conditions.
Listen, if you're that unsatisfied with working here, there's a place that I can get you a job, and I'll give you a good recommendation.
Yeah?
It's at Paul Jr. Designs.
Yeah? You're some reference for that company.
Eh?
I'm not welding nothing. You're good. Let go.
You got it? Oh, my gosh.
He got the handlebars done, but Senior's going to have to go to the bank and get a big old bag of cash.
What's up, guys? What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey.
You
better, right?
Okay,
hey,
good.
How's it going? Good to see you guys.
Hey, Ben. Good to see you.
Good.
So what's going on? Knights of Columbus guys came in today. Yeah, you know, it didn't seem like they were coming with very good news. So what's the deal, fellas? What's the scenario?
The only thing I could say today, Paul, is as of today, I'd have to say it's going to be a no.
Okay. But we are working on it. You know, we're going to continue to be ambitious about this because we want this to happen.
After our first meeting, I thought it was a done deal. I have to say, I thought that there could be no possible way that anybody could have any resistance to this because it's a no-brainer.
Okay.
It all stems with the committee that's working on the logos. You got to understand, the Knights of Columbus starts as a council, then it goes from a council to the state, and then from state it goes to Supreme. And I think that's part of the problem we have right now at this time, plus the funding.
You know, again, that's fine. A no is a no.
If, in fact, there's anything I can do to keep it, the ball rolling, just let me know.
Okay.
Oh, we will.
Absolutely.
You know, I was a little surprised because after the first meeting, they were like, this is a done deal. They were very pumped up. They were very excited. The level of enthusiasm and the timing was perfect. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, I think that maybe we'll see what happens for the future. This isn't a lose situation. This wins all day for me, whether I have bikes or not, because I'm not working for my father. I mean, that's the truth. I'll pitch 1,000 people. If I get one, great. I mean, that's business. That's like that's what we're doing. It's not a perfect situation. We don't have we don't have 1 million people finding us bikes. We don't have 10 years of the name to carry us to get bikes. We have to sell hard, and we have to sell a lot. So, you know, we're going to keep working on the bike builds, and something will come. It's just a matter of time, and for right now, we just got to deal with it.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail box of Michael Tuttle. I'll do my very best to get back to you. Thank you.
Hi, Mike. This is your daddy. Maybe you can give me a call or email me or whatever. I just kind of want to see how you're doing, and maybe we can go out to dinner or something. So if you get a chance, give me a call. I just gave Mike your call. I guess I've just been thinking about him a lot lately, and he wasn't there, but hopefully... Hopefully he'll get back to me, and maybe we could talk a little bit.
Yes, that's that.
Wanted to get jumping right on the exhaust. Mike's working on some parts in the front of the frame for the bike, and I want to start working on the dump part, where the exhaust is actually going to exit. So kind of arc we want to do in here. I wanted to get that done, squared away, and then we can make the exhaust and everything run into it. Yeah. The design of the exhaust exit, it's just really, it kind of resembles the horn from the Ricola commercial. It's something similar to that. So like I said, I just want to make that up, get that in place, and then the exhaust, we can see exactly how it's going to work out and everything to mount into this. It's going to be loud as hell. We started on the exhaust yesterday, pretty much knew what we wanted to do. I made up the dump for it, and Mike had already got the front pipe squared away.
It ain't awful bad, Rick.
And then we were able to figure out the rear pipe, and then really all I had to do was just cut the holes in the dump part.
Whatever you do here.
Yeah, we could do that.
Even if you do a little, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it long until we get these pieces to see where we're going to put them, and then we'll cut it.
It's awesome.
So we got all that lined up, got everything all welded in place, and that worked out really good. So it looks a lot like the picture. Okay. We're working on an oil tank. Jim was able to cut out a whole pattern for the oil tank, and cut all the louvers and everything right into it. Now, we bent everything on the lines that Jim had put on the piece, and the oil tank actually has like a taper to it, so it's not going to really work out that way. So we're just going to cut it into pieces and just weld everything together. We're doing this on the oil tank. It's just cosmetic. There's no function to it at all, but all their welders and all their equipment pieces all have louvers on them just for cooling and everything like that. So we kind of mimic that, and the oil tank is just a really good place to put it.
That's one of their nicer exhausts that we've done, I think, don't you?
Yeah.
Are you going to start breaking down some of the stuff? Because we got to get that other bike up here, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're pretty much done now.
We're ready to go.
I'm listening.
You know what I wanted to talk to you about up here? I got a phone call from Dad the other day.
Yeah?
Yes. You know, I was checking my messages before, and I got a message from my father, and he said he wanted to talk to me, maybe even get together for a meal. He said he either wanted to meet up and get some lunch or a meal or something, or communicate via email. I think I'm going to communicate with him via email.
Okay.
See how that goes.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think you have your own relationship with Dad. I think that you have to do whatever it is you feel is the right thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as that stuff goes, you're your own person. It's hard. I have my own feelings about the situation. I'm not going to project them onto him. Let Michael and my father have their own thing. If Michael wants to contact my father back, I'm not going to discourage that.
in my personal opinion, and I would never, you know, persuade Mikey, but the timing of the reach out is suspicious in my opinion. But again, it's a father and a son, and even though I'm one of the sons, you know, that doesn't give me any right to get in between that. So I don't have any advice either way necessarily.
Well, it's honest.
Other than to, you know, use your head and try and do what you can.
It's very vague.
It's as vague as I can be.
Vague, but very neutral and diplomatic. You know, I'm hoping my father wants to just, you know, lay down his guns and make peace. I don't know where it'll go, and I don't know how much he's willing to change, but it seems to me like it's sort of an opening for amends. All right, cool.
Let's go downstairs.
It's a beautiful day today. Aesop's bike is done, so it's a great day to take it out for a ride. Aesop is a welding company that's been around since 1904, so it's only natural that we include a bunch of welding features into the bike. The gas tank looks like one of the welders, the struts are MIG torches, and the headlight is a welding mask. And of course, the paint job is Aesop colors, black and yellow, my favorite.
Senior crews by on another bike today. Pretty much lately, I've been seeing them more driving by back and forth here than I did when I was working over there.
Yeah, I thought it would be cool to ride by Paulie's place today with an Aesop bike. I think it's always good to give a little jab here and there. It's really, to me, it's in clean fun. He could ride around my shop all day long with a bike burning rubber. And to be honest with you, I think it would be great if he ever builds one. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all fun, you know?
Hey, fellas, gather up. All right, here's the deal. Everyone knows I've been working on trying to get bike builds, and we got some stuff in the works, but I made a decision today. We're just going to build a bike for the shop.
You know, I was a little surprised, Paulie, coming out and saying that, but I'm really happy about it. It's something I felt needed to be done because I think that he would probably be fighting the rest of his life to try to get his first bike back.
I think the first bike should be a project that we could do as a team, something that we could be proud of, have a bike here on site. We could break all the equipment in that way on ourselves and not a customer. On every level, it makes sense for the first bike to be my own. For one, we get a bike in the actual bike shop, and it gets us going until the other bikes start rolling in. I want the bike to be ours, so we're just going to go ahead and build it whatever we want.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I think it should
be good.
You
got any concepts?
I got some concepts. I got some drawings.
It's a win-win. I mean, to have this bike with us all the time, never go anywhere else, bring it to shows. It's such a good staple to show people what you could do.
I'll show everyone I have the concept. I think you'll love it. I think it'll be somewhat familiar, but you'll really love it. And, you know, it's just something we can do and have for here. We're not waiting on anyone anymore.
You know, now that we're actually going to be doing a bike, it's going to be a lot better coming to work because, you know, that's what we do. We build bikes. That's what I love to do.
Sounds like a plan, man.
You know, coming and getting a shop ready, it's exciting to do all that stuff. But it gets old fast, you know. It's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to start building.
I reached out to Mikey last week sometime, and I basically just left him a message to try and get together. Just what I expected. That sucks. I got respond back from him, which basically said the same thing that he's been saying along, is that in order for me to have a relationship with him, I have to have a relationship with the rest of the family. He said, Dad, I would like to, and I need you to make peace with my brothers. Love, Mike.
I guess, you know, it kind of hits a nerve with Senior because, you know, what's going on between him and his other sons has really nothing to do with the relationship with Mikey. So I think he just feels that, you know, he's being kind of held over a barrel.
What really pisses me off is that there's like, they got to put conditions on everything that they want to do. And they still want me to conform to everything they want to do. And I'm not doing it, you know what I mean? I mean, how many years have you been working with me?
About 20 now.
20-something years. And the 20-something years, these guys have been trying to manipulate my life. I don't need to have a relationship with everybody in a family to have a relationship with him. It actually, it bothers me because I was expecting him to not respond, and he did respond, which gave me a glimmer of hope, and then he responds this way. So it's real disappointing.
Yeah,
to me.
No.
I guess you could put it two ways. I guess I was hurt by it and really disappointed because I really thought that there was a possibility of doing something there. They don't want to be part of my life, then that's their decision, even though it bothers me.
No, and, it does.
And what bothers and why I don't reach out is because I get smacked in the face, and then it brings back all those feelings, and that's why I don't.
You're upset.
I don't want them to do it anymore, you know?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and, you know, I hope they do eventually figure it out and all make up and stuff, and I think they will, but, you know, I guess time will tell.
Let's go outside. Let's go look at that thing. We're down here in Jersey City. It's a real nice day right by the water over here, and we're going to be unveiling the ESOB bike. Currently, they have welders right now at the Freedom Tower, so I think that says something about their product.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, it's doing well. Thanks. Good to see you, Steve.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, nice to see you, Steve.
Picked a perfect spot here for the unveil. You know, I know this is part of the World Trade Towers. It's a memorial, which is great. And I know you guys are part of the building of the Freedom Towers.
Yeah, that's right. We're right there with the welders, with the iron workers, putting up every day.
Yeah, that's a great thing to be a part of, and we're real proud to be part of ESOB as well. So without further ado, you guys ready to see the bike?
Absolutely. We're all looking forward to it. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Does that look cool or what?
Look at that right there. Wow. When Senior pulled up on the bike, my first thought was, this thing really shines. You know, an excellent representation of the ESOB brand.
So what do you think?
Wow.
Oh, this looks great.
This is awesome.
I think these guys were a little shocked when they seen the bike. I don't know what they're exactly expecting, but I think they got more than they expected. Some of the things we got going on is the, I think it's cool, is the headlight.
Yeah, love the headlight.
That's really cool.
Right through the shield. Right.
Yeah, and the exhaust actually does sparks, but I can't get it to work. But it actually
does work.
It does work. It shoots out far. But I think this is a real cool feature for the struts, the guns. And the tank is, that's a really cool tank. It's all hand fabricated.
I like that.
And you got your logo here also. You've been around since 1904.
That's right.
100 years. You know, I've been welding for 45 years now. So I've used every single welder that's ever been made. And the product speaks for itself.
It's our intention to take this bike, show it to the iron workers here at the Freedom Tower. Not just the Freedom Tower workers, but really lots of places around the United States. It's our intention to go around and show what OCC can do and what ESOB can do. So this kind of, you know, puts together ESOB and OCC. We're looking forward.
Yeah, I think it's a great matchup. So.
That's great.
Thanks for being part of this. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yes. Yeah, everybody's dream to have a chopper like this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank
Good
you.
See you.
Oh yes, this is the moment you've been waiting for.
I gotta admit, I've been waiting.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint you. I think you'll be good.
You know, Paulie told me he's been sketching stuff, but that's as far as it went. So I really didn't know the extent of what he's done, if he had a theme.
Okay, here's the deal, man. The first bike we're going to do is going to be a web theme.
Anti-venom, huh?
Yeah, anti-venom.
Anti-venom.
Yeah, we'll write it right up here. It just seemed very appropriate. I mean, if I'm going to do a kickoff bike for Paul Jr. Designs, it's going to have the web theme. And we chose to call this one anti-venom. It's kind of the solution to some of the problems. And that's the whole idea of it, you know? It's like the medicine for what's going on. The first bike we built together was the Black Widow. So to come back with a bike that is going to supersede, I mean, the idea is to blow the doors off the Black Widow. And you know I love that bike because that's my bike.
I know. Yep.
Even though I don't have it here, it's my bike.
I know.
So let me just walk you through the process.
Yeah, whip through some pages. My first thought was, you know, the web bike has been done. You know, it's been done, I believe, 5 times just in Orange County alone.
Well, you know how the Widow is, and it's caged, mm-hmm. Over, like, draped over the tank. Well, this is what I was thinking. And shape-wise, I'm not really sure, but to have webbing like this, you'd have a strip of tank down the middle and then caged webbing on each side.
But, you know, after looking at his drawings, you know, we're going to do something that hasn't been done.
Look how nasty that looks. Doesn't it look like eyes? It's cool looking, right?
It is.
So here's what I'm thinking. If we machine them, if we can machine them on a radius, and they'll bolt in from both sides, so they'll be like this.
Cup the radius. You actually have to put them in here and slide them down in.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, like, this webbing would actually arc out this way slightly.
And what do you want to do these webbings out of? Do you want them to be out of aluminum as well, machined?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got to be perfect. You know, the whole idea here is to just outdo any time that it's ever been done and just do it in a certain way where it's gonna blow away any of the other ones we've ever done.
I know doing this on a radius would be a lot more work, but... Because it would be easy to do them straight.
I'm willing to figure it out. Yeah.
Because once you get it going, it won't be bad. That's what's going to make it cool.
It is. That's going to make it different than any other wheel. You know, now that we've seen the sketches, I'm going to say we're back to building bikes. If you can get that top to be as wide as that rim, you know how hot that'll look? It'll actually look like it's spinning the web from the inside of that wheel.
It'll be like this, as wide as that rim. It will look good.
Get my freaking wheels a turn.
You getting going?
Yeah.
You getting the motor running? Because this is going to be a sick bike, man.
The wheels are going to be freaking awesome.
They're going to be insane. You know, Vinny's down with the program. He loves the idea. This whole full circle theme that Paul Jr. Designs is all about couldn't be kicked off in a more appropriate way. We built the Black Widow together. That was the first project we ever worked on together. And to have that be our very first project back, at least the theme, the web theme, it's going to be a big deal.
I cannot wait to start working on those wheels. So it's a lot of work to do. Do I think we can do it? Yes, I do. And this bike is definitely going to be the sickest web bike yet.
You know, who knows? Maybe they'll want to come down here with the Black Widow and we can park them next to each other. You know, I would love to see the Black Widow lined up against this bike when it's done. I mean, they're both my creations. One just so happens I can't get near it right now. This is definitely, you know, the next generation. Start thinking. We got to start thinking about how we're going to accomplish with no power and...
You kidding me? I ain't even able to sleep at night.
I know. It's good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this thing is going to be sick, man.